Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Ancient Life Oil.
What is Full Spectrum CBD? Full Spectrum CBD is all the cannabinoids, which in turn gives you major effectiveness. CBD isolate is much less effective than Full Spectrum CBD. No herbicides, no pesticides, pure organic, non-GMO, Full Spectrum CBD. Where do you get the good stuff? At AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Buy CBD tinctures that work. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
All righty. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to it. It is the Derek Hunter Podcast for the 10th of September. 2021. Happy Friday to you. We made it to Friday, and glorious Friday that it is. I am Derek Hunter. I am your host. Appreciate you listening, downloading, sharing, telling a friend, all that good stuff, all the things that you people do out there that make you awesome. Keep doing it. Thank you so much. Oh man, later on today, I've got a family obligation, a good family obligation. So I'll have to address Joe Biden's address to the nation. What he actually says on the curse program at patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast or Monday. But he's just such an idiot. I swear to God, I will get to it. We already kind of know what's going on, so I'll talk about that today. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, downloading, sharing, telling a friend. Don't forget to go to patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast for the curse program. Tonight at midnight, and then there's Ancient Life Oil, your place, your source for 100% pure organic CBD oil, non-genetically modified, all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff, none of the fake stuff. This stuff is legit, unlike God knows what you're buying at the grocery store. Go to AncientLifeOil.com. They're having a great sale there. They're always having great sales. Check out their stuff. Throw it in your cart. Then enter promo code Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at checkout. Click apply. You get free fast shipping. You can't beat the deal. Great prices, great product, and free shipping with promo code Derek if you click apply. Otherwise, they won't know. All right, let's get on with the program, shall we? When Joe Biden finally gets around to speaking, we'll talk about what he said. But we already kind of know what he's going to say, so we don't really have to wait for him to speak. And we'll start with that today. Because the Biden presidency, Joe Biden and whoever is actually pulling the strings, the workers of the marionette, are announcing a six-point plan. 6 points. Now, I'm going to give you, maybe there's some more meat on these bones that Skeletor will give us when he speaks, but it's doubtful. So what are these points? Well, one, this is Biden's administration's focus to stop the spread of COVID as reported in various... It's weird because different news organizations got different points of the plan. It's so pathetic. They're like, we'll give you point two, NBC News. And you go, oh, okay, we'll do that. And then we'll give you point four, CNN. Ooh, all right, oh, very, very good. Just put them all together, for God's sakes. First one, their big plan. This is, now remember, Joe Biden ran on, I have a plan to control the virus. Not you. Not you. I'm not going to control you. I'm going to control the virus. I've got that plan. Now we're 8 months into his presidency, and he's finally apparently going to roll it out, which makes you wonder why you didn't roll this out earlier. Now, you didn't roll this out earlier because Joe Biden knew that what he inherited was working quite well. Right? That's what he knew. What he inherited was working quite well. He had the vaccine. They were putting it into about 1 million arms a day. So messing with that would have been stupid. While Joe was probably inclined to mess with that, his handlers recognized that it would be stupid. So they just pretended that they were doing things, and they let what was happening roll on. So much so that back in the summer, at the beginning of the summer, what did Joe Biden do? He came out and he declared victory, right? By the 4th of July, nobody's going to have to wear a mask. You can have barbecue. It's everything. It's going to be great. Oh, all glory unto me. At that moment, Joe Biden took ownership of this whole thing. They don't really want you to remember that. They really don't, but definitely remember that. The left is terrified that you will remember that, but make sure you do remember that. Make sure you remind your friends of that. because it's kind of a big deal. Declared, oh, we've got this thing licked. You can go about your business. It's wonderful. Once you're vaccinated, you never have to worry about this stuff again. And then a funny thing happened on the way to Utopia. They're saying, and this is what's amazing to me, they don't seem to know what's going on in their own country. They don't seem to know anything, to be honest with you. They're sitting around going, well, we've got 200 million people vaccinated in this country. Okay, well, that's two-thirds of the country, a little bit less than two-thirds. That's a good number. That's a good number. Then you see, well, we've got 76 million adults vaccinated in this country. And you go, well, how does that work? How's that 76 million adults, 200 million people, that's like 124 million other people. There aren't 124 million children in this country, 12 and older. None of this makes any sense. They just throw random numbers around like they don't know, because maybe they don't know. I don't know. They sure as hell don't seem to. But anyway, Joe's plan, as laid out by the media and gathered together by a whole bunch of outlets. For number one, vaccinating the unvaccinated. Well, there's an idea, Joe. Congratulations. You're going to vaccinate the unvaccinated. Now, how do you plan on doing that? You can't walk into a grocery store without some. It's a lot like I imagine what being a heroin addict in San Francisco is like. You can't walk into a grocery store without somebody offering you a syringe full of some liquid going, want me to put this in your arm? So you can't make it any easier for people. You really can't. It's like voting. It's all these restrictions to vote. What restrictions to voting? Reaching in your pocket and pulling out a driver's license? Having to vote? Having to go somewhere to vote? It's such a bridge too far. It's so put upon. How can we expect people to go somewhere to vote? It's horrible. It's Jim Crow. It's the same thing as Jim Crow. And we accept that as a society. I mean, we normal people don't. But the mainstream of society, the liberal society that controls the culture, goes, yeah, that's perfectly normal. Sounds about right. It's so stupid. Vaccinating the unvaccinated. To put a fine point on this, it's kind of funny. In addition to states all requiring every doctor, every nurse, every hospital janitor, everybody who works, and teachers to get vaccinated, now Joe Biden is going to announce a mandate for federal employees. That's right. Federal employees are going to be mandated to get the vaccine now. Now, again, you have to kind of sit there and go, well, why aren't federal employees lining up to get this thing already? And I thought it was, there can't be that many Trump supporters who work in the middle of the federal bureaucracy. We're told it's nothing but Trump supporters, you morons, you toothless cousin Marion morons. You're the ones who are causing this outbreak to continue, right? No, that's not true. It's a whole bunch of federal employees. It's a whole bunch of everybody. And by and large, if you look at the ethnicity, it's off-white. So again, every narrative falls apart, but our government won't address that. They'd much rather demonize the people who are unvaccinated than actually try to make a difference, which again makes you kind of wonder maybe they don't have a whole lot of faith in these vaccines. Number two on the list is further protection for the vaccinated. Now, what the hell is the further protection for the vaccinated? Shouldn't the vaccine be the further protection for the vaccinated? Isn't that what it is? That's the one that they haven't really clarified yet. I imagine that has to do with continued masking. Continued masking, further protection for the vaccinated, which I think most people who are vaccinated, well, maybe not most, but a lot of people who are vaccinated got vaccinated because they wanted to do away with the mask. They were understanding the promise of if you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask anymore, to mean that if they got vaccinated, they didn't have to wear the mask anymore. Apparently, everybody misunderstood that one. Who knows? Number three is keeping schools safely open. Keeping schools safely open. This is the one that was leaked to NBC News. Heidi Presbula has the details on this one. She says, Biden today will call on all schools to set up regular testing. In April, Congress appropriated $10 billion to states to set up regular school testing. What are they doing with it? The administration is calling on schools to set up regular testing in their schools for students, teachers, and staff consistent with CDC guidance, the official said. Now, this point is important for elementary school kids. It's important that they understand that many schools are not doing this right now. So, or if they're doing it, they're doing it wrong, i.e., and this is where it gets bizarre, i.e., testing symptomatic only staff. Or staff, symptomatic or only staff. So you're only testing people who are sick. And somehow that's considered wrong by NBC News, by Heidi Hezbollah. Well, we got to test everybody. And that is actually what they're doing. It's based on the Detroit model, where every student is tested once a week. Once a week. Unless somebody comes up sick in the middle of the week, and then they'll test everybody then there and isolate everybody who was remotely in contact with this person. It sounds like absolute hell. It sounds like being in prison and having your cell tossed, quite frankly. But they're going to be shoving cotton swabs up the noses of children from sea to shining sea. If you are a parent out there, be ready for this one. It's funny because you're sitting there going, well, what are they doing with this money? Heidi Hezbollah asked, the $20 billion that they allocated. Well, Fox News has this story. Virginia County directing $20 million of COVID relief towards equity, social, and emotional programs. Yeah, they've got so much money, they're spending it on woke stuff. That's right. Just spending it on woke stuff. We've got to make sure they're diverse. Who cares if students are suffering as long as they're all suffering equally over in Fairfax County? Couldn't pay me to live in Virginia. Virginia is a dump of a state, especially Northern Virginia, where the federal government's employees have metastasized. So that's it. Schools testing, testing, testing. And you're sitting there going, why are you testing? Why would you test somebody who doesn't have any symptoms? Well, because you can inflate the numbers that way. If 80% or 90% of people with COVID are asymptomatic, then if they don't go to the doctor to get tested, you could miss those numbers. And so it could be the difference between getting 20 new test positives in one day or 100 new positive tests in a day. See? 100 sounds a lot more foreboding. Now, you take that on a mass scale statewide, you could be looking at 5,000 versus 3,000. You want the bigger number if you want the control, the numbers to continue to be big. Number four is just that, increasing testing and requiring masking. Increasing testing and requiring masking. Everywhere the federal government can require masking, they are going to require masking. So Joe Biden in July when he said, no, or June, no more masks if you're vaccinated, not anymore. And they're going to be shoving things up your nose. They're treating you like a friend of Hunter. They're going to be shoving things up your nose. Number five, protecting our economic recovery. This is vague, has no idea what it means, but I suspect it means that it will be about tax increases and government spending. It'll be where they fold in the $3.5 trillion so-called infrastructure bill. We need to protect our economic recovery by spending $3.5 trillion, which will add to the massive inflation we already have seen. And then number six, improving care for those with COVID-19. Now, how do you improve the care for those with COVID-19 if every potential treatment, all you do is poo-poo the idea? If all you do is say this is insane, this is some sort of right-wing conspiracy, how about you allow for people who have COVID-19 in conjunction with their medical professionals to decide a course of action, whatever course of action they so choose, be it ivermectin, be it hydroxychloroquine, be it a Z-Pak, be it whatever. Since we don't know what works for sure, and certainly don't know what works for each individual, how about using the power of the federal government in a way that it was designed to be used, to empower the individual to make their own decisions. Not somebody just walk into a store and demand whatever it is that they think will work for them. They'd have to do so with their physician or with a physician. But how about that? What about that idea? No, instead, you're going to probably get lectures, and I bet you dollars to donuts that senile Uncle Joe says something about medicine for animals or something like that. He won't straight out call it horse paste, but he will imply horse paste. He'll use some sort of speechwriter words to talk about how he believes everybody is a moron who is even ivermectin curious, just like the left did when people were curious about hydroxychloroquine. So yeah, that's what the president is going to talk about. That's what the president is going to push. It is not going to be pretty. He is going to do so from a position of arrogance, which is the main problem in all of this and has been from the beginning, is the absolute listen to me, obey me, or shut up. I don't care if you have any questions. You're a moron if you have any questions. Sort of pedestal that leftists have built for themselves. The attitude is the problem. I myself am one of those people. You tell me to do something. You tell me I can't do something, I'm going to try to do it. You tell me that I must do something, I'm going to push back against it. I may eventually come around, but it ain't going to be easy. And I'll do it on my terms, and it's none of your damn business how I get there or why I get there or whatever. But you tell me to do something, I'm not going to snap in line and do what you tell me to do. The left doesn't understand that mentality because they are the party of conformity. They are the party of 100% absolute conformity. Who is different? Who is, there's this one with who's a man who says he's a woman. They're different in that way. Upstairs, though, the brain. Is there anybody who's different in any way, shape, or form? You can wear whatever you want. What's the point of wearing whatever you want if you have to think exactly the same way as everybody else? Clothes, that's just superficial. Has nothing to do with who you are. Sadly, the people who get excited by such things actually think that they are their clothes, that their clothes are who they are. Kind of tells you how pathetic they are in existence. Anyway, some people have existences and they just waste them. They just waste them. I have more to say about the vaccine. We had some Joe Biden audio and get to for a second, but I just saw this and it kind of cracks me up in a sad, pathetic way. UK Daily Mail: Taliban fighters beat female protesters and open fire to disperse them as the Islamists ban rallies and assault journalists after they were humiliated by viral image of women standing up to them. That's a mouthful and a half for a headline. But it's always these stories written by the liberal media that are shocked that the Taliban is acting like the Taliban, that they're radical Islamists. That's what they do. This is who they are. They're not big fans of women. They're not, as far as opening your mouth for talking purposes anyway. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to have it. You know your place. Cover your head, cover your face, cover your eyes, cover down to your ankle. That's what they do. You can't be surprised by this. And they're not big proponents of freedom of the press. So that the press is there and they said, well, we'll beat them too. Shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody either. Have you not been paying attention? Now, there are Islamic press that they're probably very happy with, much like the White House and the Democratic Party is very favorable to CNN and MSNBC. They grant them access and interviews all the time. They treat Fox the way that the Taliban treats press that says, hey, the Taliban is beating up women. Actually, the more you look at it, the more the similarities are between the left and the Taliban, when you really get down to it. Maybe that's why the Democrats are so shocked by this. They're not used to having a mirror held up to them. I mean, they shave better. Nancy has a closer shave, but still, the similarities are striking. Okay, after going off on that tangent, I want to play for you just a little reminder. Before you hear the president, back in December, when he was just the president, a lowly president-elect, one thing about Joe Biden is he always acts like he knows everything. And that's part of the insecurity. Have you ever noticed that? Like, no, no, he doesn't speak in possibilities. He speaks in declarative sentences. And he's always so often wrong. So often wrong. But back in December, he was asked by Peter Doocy of Fox News Channel whether or not he wanted to make vaccines mandatory. No. There's no ambiguity in this answer. Listen for yourself.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
I don't think anything should be mandatory. No, never. Nancy Pelosi herself said that they don't have the power to make it mandatory. Be interesting to see how he goes about circumventing that. He will go about circumventing that with federal employees. Federal employees are allowed to get, are required to get the vaccine. They also, and this is what's amazing about the corporate policy, the federal government is supposed to, it exists, in theory anyway, to protect the rights of Americans, right? That's what its job is. Now, they're instead infringing on those rights. Not only will federal employees have to get the vaccine or get bent, get lost, but federal contractors, anybody who works at a federal contracting business, if your business does business with the federal government, not you, even if you're in a different branch that doesn't have anything to do with it, he is going to mandate that you get the vaccine as well. Now, this as a condition of your employment. Now, this isn't the federal government coming out and saying, you must do this or else. It's the government telling your business, your boss, that, hey, if you don't do this, you're not going to do business with us anymore. Well, the federal government writes pretty big checks, pretty big checks. And so there are a lot of businesses who won't be able to survive if you take away the business they do with government, at least not certainly in the manner in which they survive now. It's either fire a whole bunch of people or institute a vaccine mandate. Some people will be principled and try and survive, but it'll be highly unlikely that they'll succeed. So the federal government isn't necessarily mandating to those tens of millions of people who work for companies that do tangential business with the federal government that they get vaccinated. Now, they're not actually going to be doing that, but they're doing it by proxy. You don't have to get vaccinated, but if you ever want to continue to do business with the federal government, then you better get vaccinated. It's stealth. I don't know how it would stand up to Supreme Court arguments, but the Supreme Court, given its makeup, who knows? It's a crapshoot, and it'll take a long time to get there. In the meantime, people will suffer. In the meantime, you get things like this. United Airlines. Now, this is, again, you want to talk about a clear-cut case of the violation of constitutional rights. It is right here with United Airlines. They granted, you know, they put in a vaccine mandate. Hey, if you don't get vaccinated, don't come to work. You're going to be fired. That's it, okay? As I suppose, technically, is their right as an employer. If you agree with this mentality, you could say this is their right as an employer. They offered religious exemptions in accordance with the Constitution of the United States, in particular, the First Amendment. There are some people that have, like Christian fundamentalists, who simply will not even take as much as an aspirin. So the idea of taking a shot is not something that they are open to, not something that they will entertain. That is their right as an American. Well, now, CNBC has this story. United Airlines employees who are granted exemptions to a company vaccine mandate for religious reasons will be put on temporary unpaid leave starting next month, the airline told staff Wednesday, citing the recent rise in COVID cases. Now, wait a second. Unpaid leave? You get to keep your job, you just can't do your job, and you're not going to be paid for your job. This is, then they know better, their lawyers have advised them better, than to come out and say it. But this is, if you like your job, it's a nice job you got there. If you want to keep it, you'd best get to the point where you do what we tell you to do. Go get the shot. Or else, you'll be placed on unpaid leave. This is wildly, seemingly, to me, I mean, again, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems wildly unconstitutional. A violation of the freedom of religion. The airline last month said its 67,000-person U.S. workforce must be vaccinated against COVID-19 this fall, but said it would consider exemptions for religious and personal beliefs as well as medical reasons. Airlines' approaches to encouraging vaccination rates of their staff have varied. Delta is imposing a $200 surcharge on unvaccinated employees. Companies' health care premiums, Delta, American, Alaska Airlines will end pay protections for unvaccinated employees who are exposed to COVID-19. United said Wednesday if an employee's request for a religious exemption is denied, they must be vaccinated within 5 weeks of the denial notice and get their first shot by September 27th, or they will be terminated. Pilots, flight attendants, gate attendants, and airport customer service agents who interact with customers who are granted those exemptions can return to work once the pandemic meaningfully recedes, United said, without specifying a time frame. Now that's right there. You won't lose your job. They're covering their butt that way. But you can't do your job. You can't do your job and you won't get paid. We're laying you off without pay. But you're not actually, I wonder if you're technically being laid off. If you're being laid off, I suppose theoretically you could collect unemployment. But if you're just placed on unpaid leave, barring some sort of future point that nobody can really define, I don't know what the status of your unemployment insurance would be in that. Staff who are given medical exemptions for not getting the vaccine will be put on temporary medical leave. They'll be paid if you have a medical reason for it. But if it's just that silly religion, you believe in that flying spaghetti monster in the sky, and you have objections to this, sorry, not interested. You don't get it. First of all, there's going to be a whole lot of openings for jobs real soon. If Joe Biden wants to try and sell his $3.5 trillion boondoggle payoff to his donor base as important to help spur job growth, there's going to be a lot of job growth because there's going to be a lot of people booted out of the job industry, out of the job market by his policies, the things that he's both setting out directly and indirectly setting as an example. So he's going to be taken care of. There's going to be, and by the way, the way that government calculates job growth and the unemployment rate and all of that stuff, it will benefit Joe Biden wildly, stupidly, but wildly when they pretend, oh my goodness, look at all these numbers of jobs that have been created. People hadn't gotten around to filing for unemployment yet, or they are denied unemployment claims because they refuse to get vaccinated. You can do all kinds of things to cook the books. Always goes back to if you control the unit of measure, you control everything. It always comes back to that. So Joe Biden, without doing a damn thing, is kind of setting himself up with the help of the private sector to be the so-called biggest jobs creating president of all time. The problem for Joe is he wants to spend that $3.5 trillion first. So now he's in a race against time, because before this kicks in, all the people leave their jobs or are fired from their jobs, and new people are starting to be hired for those jobs, or people get fired from their jobs, go get the vaccine, then get their jobs back. Those will also count as, hey, look, somebody got a job. Yay. Before all that kicks in and you get perverted, weird jobs numbers that are false, Joe's got to pass his $3.5 trillion spending bill. So he's in a race against the clock, not just, you know, how much longer he can keep his mental state together, but in how much longer he can use the pandemic as an excuse. And we'll all know more about this by next week, but it's just very, very interesting and sad and pathetic to watch this all come together and sit there and go, something so patently unconstitutional. A private company telling you you have to violate your religious freedom. And the federal government cheering it. The federal government setting the groundwork for you to do this, encouraging this. The federal government telling millions of employers across the country that do business with the federal government, you have to have a vaccine mandate if you want to keep going with us. That is what the mob does. The mob shows up. They want protection money. Give us the protection money or else there will be trouble. That's illegal. But when it's illegal, when it's happening, you call the government. When the government is doing it, who do you call? This is the problem with totalitarian regimes. This is the problem of losing or ceding liberty at all in any way, shape, or form. They don't give it back. Government taking power. Government taking power doesn't give it back. You cede power, you cede power to government for your protection, for your safety, for your security. As Benjamin Franklin said, anybody willing to do that deserves neither safety nor security. Where do you go from here? Who do you complain to when it's the government doing it to you? Maybe the Supreme Court, but Democrats have a plan for the Supreme Court. Don't forget that Joe Biden's little commission out there is still looking into the Supreme Court. They come back with a, we need to add more justices to the Supreme Court and force retirements on people and do this, that, and the other thing and fundamentally transform the court. All in the name of the progressive agenda, but under the guise of we're doing this for everybody's own. It's only fair. Everything Hitler was doing was fair and right and good for the German people, or so he said. Everything Stalin did was with a mindful eye to the Russian people. Everything Mao put forth was for the exact same reason, the Chinese people, to make our society better. Democrats are using the exact same tones, the exact same tactics. It ain't by accident, ladies and gentlemen. You better wake the hell up before it's too late. To put a fine point on the control effort, I want to play a clip of Ginger Goebbels, Jen Psaki. She was asked yesterday about whether or not what the president was going to announce, is that going to mean any changes, any dramatic changes for how the American people can conduct their lives? And this is tipping your cards. Here, what Ginger Goebbels is doing. She says that, well, it depends on whether you're vaccinated or not. Second-class citizen. Democrats love, love, love segregating people out by all sorts of meaningless ways. You name the meaningless way, and boy, howdy, do they love it. It used to be just skin color, but they branched out. Well, they still do skin color, but now they do other things as well because they're just awful people. They're consistent, but awful. So Ginger Goebbels says, she just lets slip, well, it depends. Depends on if you're vaccinated or not as to whether or not your liberties are going to be messed with, whether or not the president is going to come after you in a weird personal way. Listen to it for yourself.
There will be new steps the president announces tomorrow, absolutely.
And will any of those new steps influence the average American's day-to-day life? Should we expect any new mitigation recommendations, as an example?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
Depends on if you're vaccinated or not. Any new, you got to love the media. Any new mitigation thing, they just accept everything. Just everything. But in there, if you sift through all of yesterday's dinner, you can find the nuggets of importance in there. Well, is there anything else? Any surprises in there? Now, our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves so fast that we could power the entire country if we just attached a turbine to them, if they heard these sorts of things, even the concept of, well, would the president be infringing on our liberties at all for our own good? It's his estimation. Well, we're working on it. We'll see. It depends on whether or not you've obeyed already or if you are willing to obey in the very near future. It's just obey, obey or else obey. It's shocking. It's disgusting. It's disturbing. It's progressive. It's not surprising in any way, shape, or form. But to sit there and go, well, it depends. Depends on whether or not you're vaccinated. Are you going to be able to leave your house? Well, it depends on whether or not you're vaccinated. Over in Australia, now this is, again, I love to update on Australia because it is illustrative of what the left does. The left in Australia, they have a new restriction on people who are under house arrest when they're in various lockdowns in New South Wales. New South Wales seems, you'd think it'd be just a COVID hotspot overrun with thousands and thousands of cases. No, they have maybe a dozen. But they have restrictions on people, for people who are unvaccinated, for example. You can't just sit at home and drink all day. You got to sit at home, but you can't sit at home and drink all day. You are limited to a six-pack per day if you are unvaccinated in New South Wales. If you're vaccinated, apparently you can probably shoot heroin or whatever, do whatever the hell you want. But this, again, is the links to which they are willing to go to try to pressure people into doing what they are told. They take away your freedoms, tell you to obey, and then say, if you obey, you'll get some freedoms back. Which, you know, you can call it lots of things. That's not freedom. It's not freedom at all. And I wonder how much longer free, formerly free, air quotes there around free, people are willing to put up with this around the world. Sadly, I think a great many of them are willing to put up with it forever. It's terrifying. Okay, oh, by the way, there's a list of certain vaccines that are not required for federal employees. It's kind of funny. Vaccines that are not required for federal employees: chickenpox, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, rotavirus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and the flu. You don't have to get those vaccines if you're a federal employee, but Joe Biden is going to make it so you have to get it if you're a COVID-19 federal employee. Going to get that shot. Now, I want to play this last clip of Ginger Goebbels here talking about testing. Because this seems to be, they love how they seem to think testing is the cure for everything. Or if we just test everybody, then we'll know. Then we'll have the problem. You're going to waste limited resources because they also whine and say, we don't have enough tests. We don't have enough tests. Well, you've been president for 8 months. Couldn't you have addressed that? We don't have enough tests. Blah, 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 blah. And like, okay, but then why the hell do you want to test everybody? Shouldn't you then test the people who are not feeling well? Those would be the people to test. But I will say I've been tested 3 times, right? Was it 3 times? I think it was 3 times. Yeah, 3 times, but twice it was like at the same time. Because I was going to a conference with the boss man up in New York, and you had to show a negative COVID test 3 days before the conference. So I had to go out, and I went to the first drive-through thing at the CVS, which was easy to set up. And I said, as I'm swabbing my schnoz, got it shoved up there. And I says to the lady through the speaker, so how do I like pull off to the side and find out it's supposed to be a quick test? No, we'll email you or text you in 2 to 3 days. I'm like, it's Wednesday. The conference is on Friday. I can't do that. I thought that they had 15-minute tests. And she told me that they do, but it's at other places, which would have been something they could have put on their website when you set up the appointment. So I finished the schnoz test and then went and sat in the parking lot, really. Looked up on my phone where I could find a rapid test. It wasn't that far away. I went there, set up an appointment, then had to do the whole rigmarole again and found out in 15 minutes that I was negative. So I had my print-up of that. Ironically, like the next day, wasn't even one business day, I got the text message, your results are ready. And so I click on the results and I was negative in the other test too. So that worked. And funny enough, I went to the conference and not a single human being bothered to ask me for proof that I tested negative or proof of vaccine or anything like that. But they made a big spiel about how you had to have this stuff. So, you know, I milked the taxpayers for 2 tests there. And then I was a couple of weeks after I got back, I was feeling kind of crummy, I don't know. So I thought I'd just get tested, why not? And I got tested and that was negative too. But it was really easy to set up. The other time, the second time, I did the drive-through thing where they said 2 to 3 days. And again, it was the next day. So it's not like it really takes all that long. It's really kind of easy to get tested for COVID if you want to get tested for COVID. You can go on the web. You can search out your local CVS is likely doing testing. Your local Walgreens is likely doing testing. The CVS is the ones that I've done it at CVS. It's drive-throughs. They just give you this little bag full of stuff. They give you the walkthrough, the instructions. You shove the Q-tip up your nose. You swab it in both, and then you shove it up the other nostril. Then you put it in this little test tube, break the stick off, seal the test tube, put it in an envelope, stick it in a biohazard thing that they have on the side of the building, and that's it. You're done. Pretty simple. And then you find out the next day or whatever. For Ginger Goebbels, somehow, part of the reason that the federal government, and I guarantee you that this part is going to be rolled into or exploited by Democrats as to say why, this is why we need to spend $3.5 trillion. Because we need more testing. It's suddenly, you're going to see a whole bunch of things. Now, this is just a guess. I could be wrong. But we're going to see a whole bunch of stories about how there is not enough testing available. I just suspect that's going to happen because this seems to be what Democrats are starting to push. Because why else? These people don't do anything by accident. These people don't do anything haphazardly or just flying by. Joe Biden does, flying by the seat of his pants, but that's just because he's senile. But they don't do anything without cause, without reason. So for her to say it's really difficult to get tested, I couldn't find it. And it's not. She lives in Northern Virginia. There's a CVS literally on every corner. You can't not run into a CVS. You can get tested all you want. She pretends that it's tough. Besides, she works at the White House. She's tested probably every day as she walks into the White House. It's not like, you know, she don't show up to work, Ginger Goebbels, until you get tested. So listen to her say that on MSNBC this morning, how tough it is to get tested.
We also need to ensure that testing is more available. It's hard to find a test. You know, I live in Virginia. I would probably have to drive an hour or two to find buy a test at this point in time. They should be more available and accessible to people across the country.
Oh, it's just so hard. It's hard out there for a pimp. It is hard to find tests. It's not hard to find tests. It's really every doctor out there has tests. Your doctor, unless you live an hour away from your doctor, and she lives in Northern Virginia, she's not living an hour away from her doctor, she can get a test. Unless you live an hour away from a drugstore, and she does not live an hour away from a drugstore, she can get a test. They're lying. And then when they're lying about something so easily disproven, you have to ask yourself why. Why would you say something that is so patently false that everybody, no matter where you live in this country, recognizes as a lie? Like, everybody in this country can go out of their house today and get a test pretty easily. Now, granted, if you live in the middle of Montana, in a town where there is no town, there's a lot of in places in between towns where it's like an hour and a half to drive between farmhouses because they're giant ranches, then maybe you'd have to drive an hour to get a test, maybe a little more. You know what, though? Tough. You're the one who chose to live in the middle of nowhere. It's on you. But if you live in Northern Virginia, if you live anywhere where there is civilization, you are not an hour away from a test. I love it. Oh, I might have to go an hour, drive an hour to go. My friend, a friend of mine over the weekend, his wife and his kid started getting the sniffles. And I was on the phone with them, and I said, you know, they say that's one of the signs of COVID. You should they're all vaccinated, except for the kids, the kids four. I said, you should probably get tested. And he'd been tested a whole bunch of times already before, not this time, but in the past year and a half. So he went to CVS, and he bought, they have take-home tests for like $20. If you don't want to do the free test, which are readily available, if you don't have time, you don't feel like trekking everybody out there, and he's got some money, so he doesn't care about dropping $40 on two tests, and he bought two tests, and they came back negative. It was a peace of mind that he bought, but it's really easy. If you're willing to pay, I bet you the grocery store carries COVID-19 tests. If you don't want to pay, Your grocery store probably offers free COVID-19 tests. Go to the pharmacy. For Ginger Goebbels to sit there and say, well, we need to address the issue of testing, is a lie. And then you have to sit there and say, why would you lie? Well, because it's part of their sales pitch for the $3.5 trillion. It's also part of their sales pitch they're going to use the children. We need more testing for schools. They're going to say we've already sent billions of dollars for schools. And so, you know, the rational response to that would be, well, then we're covered. We don't have to worry about spending any more money for this sort of thing. But it's not enough. It's a good start, but it is not enough. If they want to test every child in school in this country once a week, no matter what, that's a lot of tests. That's a lot of money. That is a way for Democrats to try to justify spending the $3.5 trillion. We're going to have to add in some money to this $3.5 trillion or allocate some of this money in the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. It turns out testing is infrastructure as well. We're going to have to find a way to implement that or insert that into this testing bill because it's for the children. So much of what we do as a society is for the children. And it's cover. It is what despots wrap themselves in, this mentality of for the children. Because then you sit there and you go, well, if you oppose this, why do you hate children? And I would tell you, I don't hate children, but I care more about my children, theoretically. Everybody should, right? Shouldn't you? And then you say, okay, so this is for the children. This is for the children. We've got to do this for the children. Then you look at what they're actually doing for children. Outkick.com has this. They did some basic math. Turns out that more children have been shot in Chicago this year than have died from COVID-19 this year. Now, it's not to belittle any of the deaths or any of the shootings or anything like that. I don't. Every child that is lost is horrible and tragic. But 280 children, meaning people under the age of 18, have been shot in Chicago this year. Whereas 214 in the entire United States, people under 18 have died of COVID. Each one of them, in both cases, sad. Now, the shots are not the deaths, but in the state of Illinois, there have been more children shot and killed in Chicago, 35, than have died of COVID in the entire state of Illinois, 15, since the pandemic began, not just this year, began. One is going to get a whole lot of attention and has been getting a whole lot of attention, and that attention has been under the guise of, it's for the children. It's for the children. And it's not for the children. It's not remotely for the children. Thank God children do okay with this thing, do really, really well with this thing. But they're being used. You're being manipulated because of them, because when you think of children suffering and dying, every human being, except for the most of disgusting sociopaths, will sit there and go, that's terrible. I feel awful for that. We should do something about that. They recognize that. They recognize that. And they're taking full advantage of it. But I'll repeat those numbers. More children under 18, 280, have been shot in Chicago, just in Chicago this year, than have died in the United States from COVID-19 this year, 214. And in the Illinois, just in Illinois, more children have been killed in Chicago this year, 35, than have died of COVID-19 in the entire state of Illinois since the pandemic began. That is not something liberals want to talk about. They don't want to. It's weird. They care about the children. They sell everything about the children. This is for the children. We must do this. Everybody turns into Maude Flanders or whatever her name is from The Simpsons. What about somebody? Won't somebody think of the children? except for when it comes to real issues facing children, except when it comes to real things that are causing the deaths and suffering of children. Then suddenly they're not interested. Children, what are children? What are children? Children should be seen and not heard. Children shouldn't even be seen. Get them out of here. They are props. That's what we have to worry about. And then, you know, take a picture of them with a mask on and say, Junior loves going to school with a mask on. Why, it's the best thing he's ever had since sliced bread. But the dead children in Chicago, the preventable dead children in Chicago, not remotely interested. Not remotely interested. Tells you something about these people, doesn't it? I think it does. I think it does. Shifting gears a little bit here. There's that recall election out in California, right? Gavin Newsom, people, 2 million people, almost 2 million people signed the things that we want to get rid of this guy, want to recall this guy. The election's happening in next week, maybe? I think it's next week. And the Democrats are getting cocky about it. They're really thinking that they're probably going to win. That's why Kamala Harris, God, she's got like one of the worst all-time voices ever. She was out there screeching about, don't let these Republicans will start doing this everywhere. And no, it's California state law that allows for recalls in this manner. Not every state has recalls. Not every state's recall laws are as stupid as California. If you have a problem with it, change the law. I don't whine about somebody engaging in the use of the law. But of course, we're dealing with Democrats here. That's all they do. But Joe Biden is going out there in the next couple of days, too. They don't send the president. If they thought that Gavin Newsom was going to lose, they likely wouldn't send Joe Biden out there. Because if you remember, everywhere, pretty much everywhere that Barack Obama went to campaign, special elections, whatever, they lost. Democrats lost. And it became kind of a joke. People pointed out how the extent of Obama's magic, quote unquote, was only it only worked for him. It didn't transfer. Nobody else, nobody liked who he liked. They just liked him for some weird reason. They don't want to put Biden in that situation. You don't want a president to go out and campaign for somebody who's going to get their butt handed to them and be humiliated. And even if he lost by one percentage point, Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, losing an election, a recall or otherwise, in California would be a major embarrassment to him. And then it would be a major embarrassment to the president by proxy. So they're sending Joe out there. It's a pretty good indication that they think that Gavin Newsom is going to do all right. Polling indicates that. It also means that Democrats can start getting a little cocky. And they love doing that as well. Yesterday out in California, Larry Elder, the leading candidate to replace Newsom, should he be recalled, was at an event in Los Angeles area. And as they were walking to their car, they call them hecklers in the press, a woman started throwing eggs at them. People started yelling at Elder and his entourage. Elder is a black man. The woman throwing eggs and screaming on a bike at Larry Elder is a white liberal Democrat wearing a gorilla mask. You want to talk about the makings of racism? Right there is your makings of racism. It's the bouillabaisse. That's the base of, that's the broth of any soup you're going to make of racism. And it hasn't been reported really anywhere except for conservative media. CNN, no mention of it. Washington Post, no mention of it. The New York Times, I'm going to read you the New York Times only mention of it in a story about Kamala Harris out there campaigning. In this, they didn't even get it, didn't even warrant its own story. It was actually not even really a story. It's kind of a blog, a live blog that they did that. They wrote, Mr. Elder, the front-running Republican challenger, was attacked Wednesday morning by egg-throwing hecklers in Venice Beach. Chi Lun, a neighborhood activist and parent who was giving Mr. Elder a tour of the beachfront homeless encampments, said she was standing next to the talk radio host outside of Gold's Gym when a woman in a gorilla mask and a local man who lives in his vehicle and promotes van life unleashed a volley of eggs at the candidate around 11:45 a.m. as the tour was ending. That's the entirety of the event. Now, it's written as if they've been told by this person. There's video of it. You can watch it in real time as it happens. The whole thing is under control. After the The woman was confronted by Elders security detail about throwing eggs at them and wearing a gorilla mask and being a total racist, leftist. She took a swing at one of the security guards. And then a whole bunch of leftists in this entourage of mutants who were attacking the black man running for governor started calling everybody boy, knowing exactly what they were doing, spewing racial epithets. But somehow the New York Times summarized it that way, which is better than the Washington Post, I suppose. The Washington Post hasn't touched the story at all. But the Washington Post does love people in gorilla mask stories because in September of 2016, they had a story headlined, "Student Arrested After Wearing Gorilla Mask Handing Out Bananas at Black Lives Matter Protest." Nobody was throwing anything at anybody. They were just arrested for being offensive, which is kind of odd, don't you think? It's weird how this stuff works, isn't it? Before we run out of time, I do want to play one bit of audio for you today of the president's chief economic advisor at the White House yesterday. It's hilarious. And it really is. It's the way everything is how you frame it. It goes to show you again what I always say and the brilliance of what I always say, quite frankly, that if you control the unit of measure, you control everything. The economic advisor to the president is a guy named Brian Deese, D-E-E-S-E, Brian Deese. He's at the White House talking about inflation. And you see inflation. You know what's going on. You pay your bills every month. You buy the necessities of life. You fill up your car. You see that prices have gone up quite a bit, depending on the industry. And you know this, but the Democrats want to convince you that no, you don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what you actually see. Don't believe what you're seeing with your own two eyes and experiencing in your life. Believe us. Inflation isn't real. Prices have gone up a little bit, but it's because of supply chain. You hear that all the time. It's supply chain, and we just need to bring this stuff back. And they're using this kind of to sell the $3.5 trillion in spending. I don't know how you can say the way to fight inflation is to spend $3.5 trillion. Talk about creating inflation to cause inflation, to fight inflation. But Brian Deese at the White House yesterday talked about prices at the grocery store. Anybody who's been to the grocery store knows that things are more expensive than they have been in a very, very long time. And he says, basically, it's about a minute long. I want you to hear the whole setup. And he speaks like somebody who doesn't want you to he speaks like somebody who wants to sound smart. And he says at the end, basically, yeah, meat and poultry and pork are very, very, very expensive. But if you remove them, then the prices at the grocery store aren't really that much higher than they otherwise would be or should be. Meaning, once you remove those things, there's no inflation. First of all, that's false. Secondly, those are the big things that people want for people who want to consume protein, have a balanced diet or anything like that. But instead, he just says, once you remove all the stuff, if you get rid of all the sick people, we'll be the healthiest in the world. If you get rid of the things people want to buy, there's no inflation whatsoever.
The context here is appropriate focus on the question of grocery prices and the increase in grocery prices that we have seen recently over the last couple of months. And if we unpack that, one of the interesting findings of the report that we put out today is that about half of the overall increase in grocery prices can be attributed to a significant increase in prices in three products, in beef, in pork, and in poultry. And in beef and in pork, we've seen double-digit increases in prices over the last couple of months. In fact, if you look at the category that is grocery prices, what economists call food at home, so food that is being purchased to eat at home, in a number of areas, we've seen, if you take out those three categories, we've actually seen price increases that are more in line with historical norms.
Yeah, if you just get rid of all the things that people want, then there's no problem. If you get rid of the meat, the main course, then dinner is not really that much more expensive than it was in the past. I mean, yeah, sure, okay, broccoli's up and cauliflower's up and Brussels sprouts are up. All those, they're more expensive too, but it's not nearly as bad if you eliminate that. That's the mentality. That's how our government calculates inflation, by the way. If you just eliminate gasoline going up by $3 a gallon, then, hey, things aren't so bad. Yeah, if you get to choose the people you stand next to, you can be the tallest person in your class. You can be the tallest person in your neighborhood if you choose the people you stand next to. Problem is, that's not an accurate reflection of reality. Not that these people give a damn about reality. Thank you guys for listening. I've got to run. Don't forget about the Curse Program, patreon.com/DerekHunterPodcast. Get your swerve on, get your curse on. It's amazing. It's cathartic for me, and I think it's cathartic according to the messages I get and the comments and whatnot. It's cathartic for others as well. They finally go, oh, I'm not the only one who's thinking this crap. You're not the only one. Have a great weekend either way. We'll be back here on Monday. Thank you.